Merging with Shiva, lesson 208, being the watcher. We can see that from the mystic's point of view, he is the watcher. And as the mirror is in no way discolored by what it reflects, so is a mystic in his perfected state. Your perfected state too, as the watcher, is right there, deep within you. The next time you sit for meditation, follow my guru's advice to us all and witness your thoughts. Be that stationary awareness, holding form in its own perfection. And all you have to do is to watch your mind think. Then and only then are you experiencing your perfect state of inner being. The only difference between the jnani and the novice is that the jnani stays in there longer as the watcher, whereas the novice experiences this only momentarily from time to time. This is the result of a great abundance of your sadhana. And as the watcher, once stabilized within a new platform, a new beginning is commenced. There is much preparation that you can perform to attain this prolonged state more rapidly. There are some do's and don'ts to be heeded and explicitly obeyed. Do regulate your in-breath to equal and same number of counts as your out-breath, and feel the bliss of your body as it becomes relaxed and harmonized. Don't allow indulgence in sexual fantasy for even one moment. Do correct your diet to that of sattvic foods that grow above the ground. Don't indulge in mental argument with yourself or anyone else. These four suggestions are the basic formula for cleansing the dross from the mind as well as from the subconscious by not putting more into it. Assuredly, results are dimmed if an aspirant meditates in the morning, engages in mental argument in the afternoon, and sexual fantasies before sleep or any other time. His yogic discipline then would simply strengthen his fantasies and their repercussions, as well as the excitement of mental argument. Therefore, having these two greatest barriers out of the way, the path is clear. The sadhana easy to handle and the results cumulative. At the beginning of your practice of trying to decipher the nature of awareness as opposed to the nature of thought, which must be satisfactorily done before awareness can truly be detached, refrain from criticizing yourself or others. As you begin to observe the many things you have been thinking about all these many years, for it is a fact that once you are able to observe your own thoughts, even a little, though you may be unhappy with many of those thoughts, as they do not ascribe to the new philosophy and outlook which you have become interested in and appreciate, and even though you may abhor some thoughts and attitudes, you are already detached from them somewhat. So don't make matters worse by criticizing yourself for the thinking and mental habit patterns you are observing. This can cause tension in the nerve system and work directly against the pranayama that you may be practicing and nullify the results. Rather, claim yourself to be the watcher at this early stage and obey the two don'ts that I have just mentioned. Beautiful philosophical thoughts and refined feelings will fill in and take the place of minutes or hours previously used in mental argument and instinctive fantasy. Om Namah Shivaya.